Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 35. Exodus chapter 35, we'll read through Exodus chapter 36, verse number 2. Exodus 35, verse number 30, through Exodus 36, verse number 2. We'll read this passage responsibly. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, See, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he hath filled him with the Spirit of God, in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, and in all manner of workmanship, and to devise curious works, to work in gold, and in silver, and in brass, and in the cunning of stones, to set them, and in carving of wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he hath put in his heart that he may teach, both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamac, of the tribe of Dan. Them hath he filled with wisdom of heart, to work all manner of work of an engraver, and of the cunning workmanship, and of the embroider, in blue, and in purple, and in scarlet, and in fine linen, and of the weaver, even of them that do the work, and of those that devise cunning work. Then wrought Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whom the Lord put wisdom and understanding to know how to work all manner of work for the service of the sanctuary, according to all the Lord that the Lord had commanded. And Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man, in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even every one whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for our church. Lord, when we come here, your presence is just so obvious. As our preacher reminded us this morning, we believe you'd like to be here too. Father, please fill our preacher with your power tonight. Give us from heaven tonight what you've given our preacher so we could go out and do more for you, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
Here at our church, there are many, many ways to get involved. We have a couple of teams of people that help us with the lawn mowing and the landscaping, and Brother Butch Berman and Brother Bajent work together with those teams of people. We have, led by Brother Bajent, we have our auto mechanics, the bus mechanics that help to keep our fleet of buses and the other vehicles here at the church, help to keep them healthy and in good shape. Brother Joe Calling, Brother Joe Lopez lead a team of those that help with the custodial duties, and as our church grows and we get more property and we get more buildings, that responsibility gets bigger and bigger. We have a team and are forming a team, a maintenance team that will be led by Brother Joe Calling of the maintaining of the inside and outside of all our buildings. We, of course, we have what I call a technology team. Brother Rick Young kind of organizes, and they take care of things like the telephones and the fax machines and the copiers and the computers and the things like that. And if ever you say, I've got ability in those areas, you need to see one of those men and get involved. We have our other ministries of the church, those that are, what I just mentioned to you has a lot to do with physical service, if you will. It's all spiritual, but then we go to the other ministries, you know, the soul winning and the bus ministry and all of those. Now, listen to me tonight as I give us a bit of a challenge. I call the sermon Bezalel and Aholiab. Bezalel and Aholiab. God had commanded Moses to construct the tabernacle. Of course, this was a place where the people could meet with God. God had directed Moses to gather an offering of the willing-hearted people, and that offering would be used to finance and further the work. But God felt like the work was too big for Moses to do by himself. And it's a wonderful thing if God blesses a church and the church is too big for the pastor to handle. That I think every pastor alive ought to want his church to be too big for him. He ought to need help. And, you know, some people get mixed up. They think you hire an assistant pastor to be a fishing buddy. That's not why you hire assistant pastor. You hire assistant pastor to work the snot out of him. I mean to fellowship with him and things of that nature. But God felt like the work that had been given to Moses was bigger than Moses, and I'm glad of that. God then steps in and he handpicks a couple of men from the congregation to help Moses. In Exodus 36:30, the words are used, "See, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel." Later on in verse number 34, they mention the second man, Aholiab. And these two men are now picked to help Moses. Now, we know that Moses had people that served like assistant pastors, but that's not what these men were specifically. Moses makes an announcement about these two men, Bezalel and Aholiab, and he tells everybody about them. I believe, again, that these men were laymen. They were men that had, what you might say, worked in the community, that were asked to come and help in a special way with the project of the tabernacle. Then, get this. God takes the next 146 verses in the Bible to talk about the work of these men and the work that these, basically laymen, what they had accomplished. 146 verses in the Bible attributed to Bezalel and Aholiab. You say, who are they? They're somebody. I mean, if God will give 146 verses to talk about the work of Bezalel and Aholiab, I would guess those names ought to be rolling off of our tongues a little more often. Do you realize 146 verses? That's more verses that are in the book of Jude, the book of 1 John. More verses than in 2 John, in 3 John, in the book of 1 Peter. There are more verses attributed to Bezalel and Aholiab, their work that they did, than there's attributed to 1 Peter or 2 Peter, the book of Joel, the book of Malachi, and others. You know, that's far more attention than most biblical heroes received. You say, who were these guys? These were laymen, Bezalel and Aholiab. Somehow we get the idea that God only uses men that have been called to pastor, men that have been called to preach, or evangelists, or missionaries. I need to tell you something. There are more lay people mentioned in the Bible than there are preachers. Far more lay people. Boy, when I got to reading the story of Bezalel and Aholiab, and I watched as God talked and talked and talked and instructed and instructed and instructed, and you took it from the start to the finish, and I seen 146 verses, I said, these guys are somebody. These guys count to God. You know what, you and I, we as Christians sometimes, we miss some very important things in the Bible. And you know, I've been hearing preaching for a long time. It's the first time I've ever heard or preached a sermon on Bezalel and Aholiab. But it's a wonderful thing about the Bible. You know, you can preach it and preach it and preach it and preach it and read it and read it and read it and read it. And it is such a wonderful and a deep and a massive book. We're never going to get it all. We're never going to get it all. But I see these two men and I think, what a wonderful thing. These men are mentioned. Hey, listen, pastors need folks who are willing to help and serve. That's just all there is to it. The work of God was too big for Moses. And hey, our work here, it's bigger than me. There's more to it than what little old preacher, but I'll have to say medium-sized preacher can handle. Let me show you some amazing things and some information about how God used these everyday common men, Bezalel and Aholiab, and I want you to see it, and I want you to understand it. If you still have your Bible open there to Exodus chapter 35, I want you to notice something. In Exodus 35, verse number 30, the Bible says, "The Lord hath called by name Bezalel." Now remember, these are laymen. These are good, hard-working, everyday men that God looked down and he said, I'm going to use them in a powerful way. See, when it says the Lord called by name, that means this. It means he, God, picked these men. It means that he, God, trusted these men. Notice it says, the Lord hath called by name Bezalel. Now the Lord didn't have Moses call their name. God did it. And see, Moses led them, but God handpicked them. What an honor. The thought tonight that we pull out of the Bible history a couple of men and raise them up and say, hey, there was a day in the time of the building of the tabernacle. God looked down and he said, I see a couple of guys sitting in the pew, and I've got to have them, and I need them, and they're going to be special, and I will call their name out to Moses on my own. He said, I picked Bezalel. I picked Aholiab, and I want them to be the men that help to make this thing successful. You've heard of Paul, but have you ever heard of Bezalel and Aholiab? You've heard of Moses, but have you ever heard of Bezalel and Aholiab? You've heard of Isaiah, but have you ever heard of Bezalel and Aholiab? You've heard of Isaiah and Peter, but have you ever heard of Bezalel and Aholiab? You've heard of Haggai, but have you ever heard of Bezalel and Aholiab? You've heard of Jeremiah, but have you ever heard of Bezalel and Aholiab? You've heard of Samuel and John, but have you ever heard of Bezalel and Aholiab? God called them by name. This was not God calling an apostle Paul. It was God calling a layman and saying, I need you to step up and do a work that the preacher can't do. I believe there are some men and women around here that I'm not talking about staff people. I'm talking about some men and women that God has handpicked and God has chosen you to do a work for God at the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. I really believe that. I see here that Bezalel and Aholiab were called by name by God. What a wonderful, wonderful thing. In Exodus 35:31, we see the next point that I want to give you. The Bible says that God filled Bezalel and Aholiab with the Spirit of God. Exodus 35:31, it says, and he hath filled him with the Spirit of God. Who's it talking about? These two men. Starts out talking about Bezalel, but Aholiab is made a part of this thing. Again, these are laymen. Remember now, we're not talking about John the Baptist. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Gideon or Joshua. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. These everyday common servants were filled with the Spirit of God. It doesn't say they were influenced by the Spirit of God. It says that they were filled by the Spirit of God, or filled with the Spirit of God. God needed Spirit-filled lay people to do some work around the church. These men were doing physical labor at the tabernacle, but did you know that even when you're doing physical labor down at the tabernacle, it ought to be done in the Spirit of God? Spirit-filled helpers at the church help keep tension down. And let me tell you something. When you have the guidance of the Holy Spirit as you're serving God, the job's going to get done far better, and it's going to get done right. Spirit-filled laymen do better work. Laymen doing physical labor for the Lord still need the Spirit's guidance for their work. You say, and when I say physical labor, I'm not talking about carnal labor. I'm talking about using your body, but it's all spiritual work. There was a man when I was growing up, I went to a little church in central Indiana. It's called the Maranatha Baptist Church, a little town called Winchester, Indiana. About 5,000 people that lived in our entire county. When I grew up, I went to that church. There was a fellow there by the name of Don. Don Gleason was a deacon there, and I'll tell you something. Don did lots of carpentry work and things like that around the church, but I'll tell you something about him. If you ever got around him, you knew that he was holy. And I don't mean weird holy. I mean, but you knew Don was filled with the Spirit of God. Don, you could watch Don hanging drywall, and when you were around him, you knew that there was something about him that he was a spiritual man. And let me say to you, we can get this idea that, well, I was out soul winning, so I felt like I wanted the Spirit of God to influence me. Let me tell you something. When you're crawling up underneath a bus and working on one of God's buses, the Spirit of God ought to be controlling you then as well. It's all God's work. And let's not separate the fact that you say that that seems to be more physical labor. Well, who are we doing the labor for? We're doing it for God. And we need to do it in the Spirit of God. You see, Bezalel and Aholiab were called by God by name. And Bezalel and Aholiab, the Bible says they were filled with the Spirit of God. And as this verse, Exodus 35:31, as it unfolds, you're going to see that everything we mentioned from that verse, the Bible says that God filled them with these qualities, the first of which, God filled them with the Spirit of God. Secondly, He gave Bezalel and Aholiab wisdom. If you see it again, Exodus 35:31, it says, in wisdom. And it refers back to the fact that he filled them with the Holy Spirit and a bunch of other qualities to go along with the filling of the Holy Spirit. So God says, Bezalel and Aholiab, they are special, and they've been called to do a work, and he said, I'm going to fill them with wisdom. Again, these are laymen. This is not Solomon. It's Bezalel and Aholiab. God gives these laymen and these lay people the gift of wisdom to help them do their work down at the tabernacle. I'm even talking about wisdom to help them to do that technology kind of stuff that we work on around here. I'm talking about the wisdom of God being involved in every aspect of the work of God. There are some that want to separate it. There are some that say, well, I was mowing the grass, but it really doesn't matter if I'm spiritual when I mow the grass. Let me tell you something. While you're mowing the grass, you can pray. And while you're mowing the grass, you can sing. And while you're mowing the grass, remember, this is God's property. This is holy land. We can take off our shoes. We're walking on holy ground. While we're here doing our work for God, we ought to be like Bezalel and Aholiab. We ought to be filled with the Spirit of God. We ought to make sure that we have the wisdom of God in our lives. You see, God gives these laymen the gift of wisdom to help do their work on the tabernacle. God can bless an everyday common man, an everyday common gal with special wisdom as they use their talents around the church. Ask God for wisdom to see you through that maintenance project. Let me tell you something, men. You're up underneath one of those buses and trying to figure it out. And I think, Brother Mason, I think we've got one to fix. I think we had one go down today. We hardly ever have bus breakdowns. We had one today. We're going to have to fix it. But let me tell you something. While you're tinkering and trying to figure it out, let me give you a good piece of advice. Ask God to get involved. Say, God, this is your bus, and I want to fix it, and I want to fix it right, and I'm going to need your wisdom. I believe God will give you wisdom when you're working on things down at the church. Ask God to help you see the project through using His insight and His wisdom. You know something? If you'll just say, God, I need your wisdom to fix this, there are a whole lot of steps of troubleshooting you may not have to take if you have the wisdom of God while you're working. And so, I see these men, incredible men to me, ignored men, men that we've pulled out of history, but wait a minute, they deserve some attention. Bezalel, Aholiab, these are men that God called by name. These are men that God filled with the Spirit of God. These are men that God gave them special wisdom to work on the tabernacle. Not only that, I see in Exodus 35:31, it also says not only were they filled with wisdom, but it says they were filled with understanding. God gave Bezalel and Aholiab an understanding. Again, you got to remember something. These are laymen. We're not talking about Matthew. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Mark. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Luke. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. Some just everyday people that God looked down and said, I need you. I'm going to use you. I'm going to write 146 verses in the Bible about the work that I need you to do. That's more attention than I gave to James. That's more attention than I gave to Jude. That's more attention than I let Peter write in 1st and 2nd Peter. He said, you are somebody. Wow. Wow. And I thought that was just for the great Billy Sunday or the great D.L. Moody. I thought that was just for the great Mordecai Ham. No, not at all. God wants to use you. God wants to use everybody under the sound of my voice. And you don't have to be called to preach. You don't have to be a missionary. You don't have to be an evangelist. You just got to be willing. You just got to be willing. And God gave Bezalel and Aholiab a special understanding. Wouldn't it be great if God blessed you with an extra dose of understanding to help solve some problems around God's house? Sometimes it takes a little extra understanding of some things. Well, I'll tell you what, I can get around some of our technology geeks and they get to talking about all this stuff that needs to be done. And I'm thinking, just fix it so when I flip the switch it works. They use words I don't understand, thank God. And you know something? God wants to bless you with a special understanding and in a very powerful, unique, and a holy way when you're working on God's property.
I think God wants you to have understanding. That's what he did here. They were constructing and working on the tabernacle. It was God's house, the place where they met God. And God said, you're going to need some special energy. I'm going to give you some special wisdom. I want to give you some special understanding. God gave them special troubleshooting ability to use on the tabernacle. God gave them an understanding of what needed to be done and how it needed to be done at the tabernacle. They needed an understanding of the importance of God's work. They had an understanding that was not a secular, this wasn't a secular project. It was a holy project, and it had to be handled as such, and God gave them the understanding of that. Bezalel and Aholiab. There's something else that I see here. Number five, God gave Bezalel and Aholiab a certain knowledge. Again, in Exodus 30, 35, verse 31, remember, it talked about them being filled with the Spirit and follows into giving these qualities. He's talking about he filled them up with wisdom. He filled them up with understanding. He filled them up with the Holy Spirit. Now he says, and I also filled these two lay people, Bezalel and Aholiab, I filled them up with knowledge. Now, we're not talking about Abraham. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Amos. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about James. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. Common, everyday people. Common, everyday. Not a preacher. God helped them to know the things that would help to build the church. God has blessed some of you with special knowledge in our church. Why? God wants you to use that knowledge to help your church. God has given many people trades and skills and knowledge. Why? He wants to use those things. But not only that, God not only wants to use what knowledge you have, I believe if you'll use what knowledge you have, I think God will multiply your knowledge. I know many a man that came around and said, I'll give whatever I can, and that suddenly the project they're in begins to train them, and they learn, and they're better men because of it. You ask Brother Rick Young if he understands something about being a general manager or a contractor to take care of building a building. I've got a hunch that Rick Young got him a doctor's degree in construction. Didn't have to pay for it, so you owe me, brother. Hey, there's some of you have a knowledge, but God wants to increase that knowledge. A custodial knowledge, a mechanical knowledge, a maintenance knowledge, a decorating knowledge, a technology, a landscaping knowledge. I believe if you use your knowledge for God, he wants to increase that knowledge. And God, just like he did Bezalel and Aholiab, he said, I'm going to fill them up with knowledge. I'm going to fill them up with wisdom. I'm going to fill them up with the Word of God. Why? Because God wanted them to make the tabernacle all that it needed to be. And it was too big for Moses. Moses and Aaron. Aaron was the assistant pastor, if you will. They couldn't get it all done. They needed the help of God's people. Hey, this is not my church. It's God's church. But wait a minute. If we're going to put a label on it, it's our church. If you're a brand new member and you just joined this morning, this is your church. If you've been here for 50 or 60 years, this is your church. It's our church. Hey, and God wants us all to pitch in and make it happen. Not only that, I see this, number six. God gave Bezalel and Aholiab the ability to be excellent craftsmen. Again, Exodus 35, 31, it says, and in all manner of workmanship. And then they begin to describe that workmanship. Now remember now, these are lay people, common, everyday people. We're not talking about Aaron. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Ezekiel. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. And God gave them, he blessed them, he filled them up with all manner of workmanship. God not only used their skill, he was developing other skills, and he was turning them into craftsmen. God blessed them with a high quality of workmanship. God helped them and blessed them and made their work first-class work. Done right. If it's not worth doing right, it's not worth doing at all. If you don't have first class, you don't have any class. It ought to be done right if it's going to be done. We shouldn't go out and earn money and do a better job than what we do as we volunteer for the Lord. Some people get a little bit sloppy and they think, well, yeah, no, I'm doing it for free. I'm doing it for God. What's the big deal? It's a bigger deal to do what you do right at church than it is anywhere else in the world. God doesn't deserve your leftovers. God doesn't deserve what we don't care about. No, we're talking about the work of the Lord. See, God gave Bezalel and Aholiab the ability to excel as craftsmen. All manner of workmanship is talking about they develop many abilities. But not only that, it even uses the word in verse number 33 that they were cunning in their work. What's it mean? They were creative. What's it mean? They were classy. They knew their work was not being done for man. They knew their work was being done for God. It was a holy work. They weren't out to take shortcuts. They wanted to do it right. These men took proper pride in their work. They had the hand of God involved regarding quality control. He helped them to become experts in what they were doing. Why? Because they were doing it for the great expert, God. So where did that happen? Down at the tabernacle. Down at the tabernacle, God came along and he said, I will call Bezalel and Aholiab. I'll call them by name. I'll call them myself. I'll handpick them. I believe, again, there are people in here. You've not recognized it yet, but God brought you to the church for a reason. It's not an uh-oh or an accident. You say, but Brother Owens, I'm not a preacher. I'm not an evangelist. I'm not a missionary. But you're one of God's children, and you're a member of this church, and God brought you here, and he called you by name, and he wants to use you. You see, I believe God did it. God called Bezalel and Aholiab. Then God said, I'll fill them with the Spirit of God to do the work. Then God said, I'll fill them with wisdom to do the work. Then God said, I'll fill them with understanding to do the work. I'll fill them with knowledge to do the work. I'll help them to develop into excellent craftsmen. I'll make them the best in the land. I'll help them develop. Let me tell you all something. I don't care what you do. If you come to this church, I'll keep the pressure on you to develop you so you can become the best at what you do. You know, you'll be a better worker out there in the secular world because you come to the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church. We are trying to purify what we do. We ought to do what we do, and we ought to do it right. Hey, I believe it starts right here in the church, but I think it ought to be bleeding over to every place where you work out there. I think there ought to be, the best in the county, the best in the panhandle. People ought to look and say, I'll tell you what, you do business with that fellow right there, it's done right. Hey, I'll tell you what, if that guy works on your stuff, it'll be done right. That ought to be the reputation of the Shenandoah Bible Baptist Church all over the county, all over the state, all over the East Coast, all over the world. They ought to say, you go there, it's done right. You'll see what God does. God's hand is upon them. The Spirit of God is upon them. They have unique wisdom and understanding and knowledge, and they are craftsmen in all that they do. That's what God did. That's what God did. And we're not talking about with an evangelist now. We're talking about Bezalel. Old Bezalel. People looked and said, that's nothing but old Bezalel. There's a Aholiab. What in the world? Well, those guys didn't go to Bible college. They didn't have to. They were doing what God wanted to do in their church at the tabernacle. God gave Bezalel and Aholiab some special things. Made them craftsmen. Developed them. You see, no shortcuts. Done right. They took proper pride in their work. They helped to develop into experts because of their investment in the work of God. Not only that, number 7. God gave Bezalel and the Holy special ability to then teach what they had learned. Exodus 35, verse 34 says, and he hath put in his heart that he may teach both he and Aholiab. God took Bezalel and Aholiab. He said, boy, I've helped you guys. I've grown you. I've turned you into experts. And God said, I've invested my spirit and my knowledge and my wisdom. I've done all that for you. I've turned you into a craftsman. He said, now I want you to teach all the people around you as they help you work on the tabernacle. You see, then we're talking about laymen now. We're not talking about Daniel. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Timothy. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Apollos. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. God gives these common everyday servants the ability to teach others their craft. They taught others how to be first class. They taught others to be wise about their project. They taught others to work in the Spirit of God. They taught the younger people to have a good work attitude while they were at the church. They taught the importance of doing excellent work while having an excellent spirit. They taught unity and camaraderie among the workers. Bezalel and Aholiab were just common guys that God called. They said, we'll do what we can. And God said, I'm going to turn you into a leader. I'm going to take the work around here, and you're going to be teaching others. You'll be teaching other younger Christians how it ought to be done for God. to be teaching younger men and younger women how it's done. Some of you ladies have been around a while. God's blessed you. He's given you some wisdom. He's given you some character. He's given you some understanding. He's given you a work ethic. That ought to be used to teach the younger ladies how to do it, and the new Christians how to do it. And not just so they can go out in the secular world and succeed, but because we're here at the tabernacle, if you will. We're here at the church, and God's looking for some people to teach others how to be the right kind of workers. You say, well, I think that's up to Brother Bajan. He's one of the assistant pastors. According to this, there are some laymen that were teaching other laymen how to be first class, and there were some laymen that were teaching other laymen how to have the right spirit, how to have understanding, and how to have wisdom. It wasn't just the pastoral staff. 140, oh, how many was it? 146 verses. It's not all talking about Moses or Joshua or Aaron. It's talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. Bezalel and Aholiab, these are special men. Let me say one more thing about them, and I'm done. God also, number 8, gave Bezalel and Aholiab an excitement about serving him. Exodus 36, verse number 2, just some verses later it says, and Moses called Bezalel and Aholiab, and every wise-hearted man in whose heart the Lord had put wisdom, even from everyone whose heart stirred him up to come unto the work to do it. Stirred him up. Now remember, we're not talking about Samson. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Malachi. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're not talking about Zechariah. We're talking about Bezalel and Aholiab. We're talking about everyday men. But you know what? These everyday common men that God called by name, they took it seriously. God began to do a work in their life. And the Bible says they got stirred up. They got stirred up. That means they got motivated about it. They were excited. They were thrilled. They were pumped. They loved it. They didn't do it because they had to. They did it because they wanted to. They had an energized spirit about doing the work. They were not miserable. They were motivated, and you could tell. Who are we talking about? Bezalel and Aholiab. Who are they? I've never heard a sermon about them. Should have been. Nobody names their son Bezalel. Nobody names their son Aholiab. Sure could, though. You sure could. I mean, these men were good, everyday, common men. God looked down and he said, I'm handpicking them. God said, I've got my Moses and I've got some leaders, but they just can't seem to get all that done. And I looked out and I seen these men, and they had the beginning of some talents and some abilities. And I see, and listen to me, there are some unknown women in the Bible. I wish I had time tonight to tell you about them. I got to looking at Bezalel and Aholiab, and I said, you know what? We missed so much in the Bible. Ladies, let me say to you, though, you may tend to think, is this a sermon all about men? No, it's a sermon all about lay people. It's a sermon about all of those that sit in the pew. God wants to use you. But notice that last point. They got excited about it. They got excited about it. You should get as excited about whatever you're going to do for God as I get excited about what I'm going to do for God. You don't get to come up here and preach. There's some things you'll do that I can't do. But I can give all of me and you can give all of you. I can have a good spirit while I do what I do, and you can have a good spirit while you do what you do. And I need wisdom to do what I do, and you need wisdom to do what you do. I need knowledge to do what I do, and you need wisdom to do what you do. I need to be excited about what I do, and you need to be excited about what you do. Bezalel and Aholiab. Bezalel and Aholiab. They said, but look at that. It's this old Bezalel and Aholiab. They're not big shots. They didn't have to be big shots. But I'll tell you something. If you're looking at it tonight, they were bigger shots than what people realized. I think they're far bigger than history has given them credit for. 146 verses. All about the work that these two men led and that God called them out to do. And if you look at the very end of it, they did a good job. They did a good job. Who are they? Bezalel and Aholiab. I believe that we have people in this room, and God has called you to the work. You're here for a purpose and for a reason. Let's just follow the example of Bezalel and Aholiab.